Shir of Monday, Mitzvah Hashem, Simen Samach Tes, Seif Aleph. The concept discussed in Simen Samach Tes is the concept of Peres Al Shema, which is an interesting concept that we're going to see soon whether it is relevant, and if not, why not? Simen Samach Tes in Peres Al Shema. Im yesh bnei adam, seif aleph, if there are people, shispalalu, they davened. Kol echad bifnei atzmoy. So you had a group of people who davened, all of them individually. Velo shamu, and they did not hear, lo kaddish, velo kedusha. They did not hear, not kaddish, and not kedusha. Because you had 10 people who davened b'yechides. Then, what can you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Oymeit Echot Mehem. Then suddenly he's seeing each other. Oymeit Echot Mehem. One of them can stand. Ve'oymeren, he can say Kaddish. He can now say Kaddish. Me'bochu, he can say Bochu. Ve'bochu Rishoyin on the first Boch of Yoytzeoy, ve'lo Yoytzeoy not more. So, although they've finished davening, and now they're meeting each other after davening. But they can, one of them can go get up, and he can say, Kaddish, Bochu, and Yotzeoyah. V'lo Yotzeoyah, not more than that. V'zeh Nikro, and this is called, Peres Al Shema. This is called Peres Al Shema. Loshen Chaticho Prusa. Like, Peres means cut. Cutting, like a cut piece. Loshen Chaticho Prusa. She'en Oymrim, because you're only saying, Ktas Mimen, you're only saying a little bit of the tefillah. Imagine, for instance, a very relevant case would be, imagine in an airport where people there's not a complete minion, you're just thinking that there's six or there's three people, and then eventually when you end up going to the gate, you're meeting more people, suddenly you realize there's actually a minion here. So can you now at this point, what are you meant to do? It's a very, very real case. Can you now, what are you meant to do now? Can you just make up, or was it too late now? They davened already. They are past the place where you would say Boch already. You're past Shema, and they all daven Shema and Esther already individually. They all finished davening. What can you do? So Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, no, it's fine. You can make up. It's not lost case. You can now say Yotzeoyer, you can now say Kaddish and Boch and Yotzeoyer. And that's called Peres Al Shema. The Ramon disagrees. And the Ramon says the following. Now, the Ramon says, you can't say Boch of Birkas Oyer. Elo Oymrim Kaddish of Bochu. You can say Kaddish and Bochu. Veheim Oynim Ach of Boch Hashem Avoyach Loylam Voed. So, you can say Kaddish and you can say Bochu, and they'll reply they'll reply after Bochu. They'll say Boch Hashem. Yesh Oymrim. And some say Shepersim b'kiyah Shema shel Arvis. You can also do Prisa Shema by Maariv. K'moy b'shachis, like b'shachis. V'loinuag u'kein, but that is not a minig. Mishum deleki kaddish koydim bochu shel Arvis, because there's no kaddish prior to bochu. So the Rama says actually 2 points. He says, first of all, he says that we don't say if you're Peres Shema, and in principle he agrees to the concept of Peres Shema. He said, I agree with it. If we have 10 people who joining up now at this stage, it's fine. They should take a join up and they can pray Shema. However, he says, you do not say Yotze Oyer. So you will say Kaddish and you will say Bochu, but you will not say Yotze Oyer. That's point number one that he says. So in principle, he agrees, and he says just Yotze Oyer is that little detail that he disagrees, and you don't say Yotze Oyer. You only say Bochu and you'll say Kaddish and Bochu. And then he adds an additional point, that's the second point that Ramah says, is that we don't do Peres Shema by Maariv. Right. Continues the Shulchan Aruch now. La'acha shesimu birkas Yotzeoyer. Again, the Shulchan Aruch holds, you do say Yotzeoyer. So after you say Yotzeoyer, Oymer Ovois, he will now continue and say Boch of Ovois. Ugvurois, and so you say Ato Giboyos, you'll say Morgan, and you'll say the Boch of Gvurois, of Ato Giboy, you'll say that. V'Ktusha, you'll say Ktusha, V'Ato Kodesh, and you'll say Ato Kodesh. So again, this is the person who is Peres Shema. He's actually a person that actually has davened already. He's just joining the group, he's merging the group now, and he's, as a chazan, he's saying Ovois, Gvurois, Kdusha, and Ato Kodosh. Vezeniko, Oival, if not Tevon, he's as it were, as a chazen. Ve'ein oisim dvorim elu. But you cannot do the whole idea of Peres al Shema. Ein oisim dvorim elu, bepochis ma'asorif, the less than 10 people. Mishunda dvorim elu, Kdusha. Obviously, this idea of Peres al Shema is, of course, a concept which will only apply if you've got a minion. It's a dvorim elu, Kdusha. If you only got 8 people there, of course you can't do that. You'll have to find out the very least 6 people who did not hear the davening yet. So 6, the majority of the 10 need to have been people who didn't hear Kaddish Kedusha. And if there's no 10, if you haven't got 6 people, says the Shulchan Aruch, you will be able, if there's one of them who did not say it yet. If one of them did not hear it yet, even the one who did hear, Yochai Lifois al Shema, he can be Pers al Shema, Velavo Elifne Ateva and go before the Teva. Bishvil Oisoi, for the one, Shaloi Shama, who did not hear. Mikon Mokeim, nevertheless, Im Oisoi, Shaloi Shama, the one who did not hear. Boki, if he is a Boki, Lifois al Shema, Velavolif Neatevo, Mutav Shifois, Velavolif Neatevo, who, it's better that the one who did not say Shema yet, the one who did not hear yet, the Bochu, etc., the one who did not hear, it's better that he, if he can, if he's able to, it's better that he should be over Lifnei HaTeva and be Peres Shema, better he should do it. Mutif Shifo is Vyavor Lifnei HaTeva, who? Mishifo is Vyavor Lifnei HaTeva, Acher Shekva Shema. So if there is somebody who has not at all heard Kaddish Bochu, etc., if he's able to be Peres al Shema as a Ovrif Ne'atevo, then he should do so if possible at all. Right. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah Tzev Kotna Aleph brings the Radbaz, which the Radbaz is probably the most important ma'amokim in this simon over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings Zivkot Na'alef first white line and it says the following. Kol echod, v'aradbaz b'simon resh mem alef, chelek dalet polik al zeh. The Radbaz disagrees on the entire concept of Peres al Shema nowadays, and he says the following. Im ispadlu asor kol echod b'yechidi. If you've got 10 people who davened individually, kol echod, everyone, b'yechidi individually, porach minayu kaddish k'tusha. The obligation, and in fact the right, of saying Kaddish and Kedusha disappears. Kedamrinon, Gabe Birkas Hamazon, as we find the Gabe Birkas Hamazon, you can't make up afterwards. Kiven de Poach Minayu, and if once it's disappeared, once the obligation of Kaddish and Kedusha has disappeared, although the 10 people are merging now, they cannot go back. They cannot now make up for the Kaddish and Kedusha. And if they were to now go back and say Kaddish and Kedusha, have a Bochel Vatola, is a proper Bochel Vatola in Sham. So the Radbaz is outright choylek on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, and in fact the Ramah, they both agree to the principle of Peres al Shema. The whole Shulchan Aruch, he is discussing the idea, if you've got 10 people who daven individually, and now they want to join, so now there is a concept of Peres al Shema, they can now say Kaddish and Kedusha, and according to Shulchan Aruch, Yotzer, and we said, the Ramah disagreed and say, don't say Yotzer. But either way, the concept, the essential concept of Peres al Shema, they both agree. And afterwards we said that the Shulchan Aruch continues and he speaks about Ovois Ugvus, even Shemana Esa you can carry on saying, and you'll be considered Ovois Ne'ateva. That all works. Says the Radbaz, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah here, that no, there is no such concept. You cannot, once you have 10 people davening bichidus, you cannot do Bochu, you cannot do Kaddish Kedusha, and you can't have a Chazaros HaShatz. It just doesn't work. The Rabbah's understanding is that it has to be coming from a tefillah b'tzibur. It's not 10 people who are davening individually. They can't afterwards make into a chazaras hashatz. They can't make into a kaddish kedusha. It's just too late now. It's finished. They have to have davened. They have to have davened collectively. The Mishneh Berurah says, "V'ruv dvorav b'kitzav mogen avom." The Rabbah is quoted mogen avom. B'seif mogen dvorav v'chadom yivu dvorav la'alocha. Many achronim quote the Rabbah of a tshuvas harama. The pesuk Shulchan Aruch. He said the artist, the achronim, would disagree and hold like the Shulchan Aruch. Achim b'tshuvas chasam sofer, but chasam sofer holds kasa d'amadva. Karet baz chasam sofer holds that the minhag generally is like the Radbaz that we don't do peres al shema. Achin gam la Radbaz, but according to the Radbaz, says the Mishneh Berurah, im echad mehem shelo yispalel adayin, if there is one of them which has not davened yet, yochalif peres al shema, then he can peres al shema. V'gam leir lifnei atev, when he can be davening before the omud, hach lo yispal mitchila tefila belachash, rak, he should not be davening quiet shemana esa first, rak yispal techev atfila bekol rom, he should straightway go into a loud shemana esa. T'bechi ha'gavna, because in this case, lo yishach poach choyvas tefila minehu, you cannot say that the obligation has disappeared yet, because he's davening now. T'arei b'shvil he's saying it for himself more than anybody else. So just to recap that, if you've got a case, let's talk about the airport case. So you've got 10 people, they didn't realize there was actually a minion here, and they all davened in different places, and suddenly whilst they are joining they are queuing up, or they are going towards the gate, and now suddenly they're counting 10, there's now a minion, and they've all davened already. So now, according to Shulchan Aruch, there would have been a concept of Peres al Shema. They could have now said Kaddish, Bochu, and a part of Shemoneh Esra, and according to Shulchan Aruch, they should have said Yotzeir, and according to the Rama, you don't say Yotzeir, but there would have been that concept of Peres al Shema to make up for the Tefillah b'tzibur bit, which they missed out earlier. This is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Comes along the Radvaz, and that's how the Mishneh Berurah paskens. Now, no, it's too late. They've all davened, it's finished. They have too late. They cannot. The din of Peres al Shema does not exist. And the Mishneh Berurah said, this is the minhag, and we don't want to Peres al Shema. However, what happens if one of the people standing now by the gate actually says, oh, you know what, actually I have not davened yet. So you've got 9 people who have davened, and you've got one person who has not davened. Says the Mishneh Berurah, here, even the Radbaz, and even according to all opinions, you will be now be able to do Peres al Shema. That 10th person who has not davened yet, he should, as it were, take the Amud, he should now say Kaddish, Kedusha, and he should be able to say, and he should say that Shemoneh Esra aloud, and that will count as if they daven b'minyan. It's very important though, and it's critical, says the Mishneh, that he should say straight away the Shemoneh Esra aloud. He shouldn't say a quiet Shemoneh Esra first, because then he won't be able to go back. He'll be brochel avotoni for you to go back now and say Kedusha. But if he starts off now with the loud Shemoneh Esra, he should say it, his first Shemoneh Esra should be the loud Shemoneh Esra, that would work as long as he has not davened first. And it's critical as well, says the Mishneh Berurah, that he should be the one taking the Amud. Yeah. Right. Okay. This is the Mishneh Berurah. And again, it's if Kotten Ches, he brings again the Radbaz, and I'm quoting it here again. Eine Elzif, Sif Kotten Ches, says the Mishneh Berurah, Ein Bago, Kolat Filigam Kain, and then he, Kolat Filigam Kain, Eine Elzif Kotten Alef. The Das Radbaz, the Ein Liloik, Din Lifne Oiv, Lifne Ateva, Ein Imkain Yish, Brem Alkoponim, Echot Shal Yispal Adayin. The Radbaz again says, you can only do this halacha of Peres al Shema if one of them has not davened yet, but if they've all davened, then you cannot do Peres al Shema. And again, this is unlike the opinion of Shulchan Aruch and Rama. Rak yaschem yad bekoil rom, he should start to read davening loud, or ikra kavona bachzor bazeu rak mishum kedusha. And all idea what he's trying to aim and trying to get to is to kedusha. And very important, v'yoyim ha'gimel ha'rishon is bekoil rom, he should say the first three brochas, the whole idea of Peres al Shema is the first three brochas loud, v'ashor, and the remaining parts of the Shemoneh Esra, he should say belachash quietly.
Aval kshiyesh roiv minyan heim kmo tzibu gomu. But if you've got six people, you can have. We haven't done yet. The halacha will be different. You can actually make a. You can make a proper minyan. You can do a proper tefillah. It's a proper chazal shatz. If you've got six people who have not done yet. So again, just to get that clear, if you've got one person, according to Radvaz, one person who has not daven yet, you'll be able to be peres al shema. You can do the kaddish kedusha bochu, and the you should daven shmoina esrei, but you should only say the first three brachos of shmoina esrei. You should say loud, and after it's kedusha, and after it's the rest, you should do quietly. The rest of the minyan, if you can call them a minyan, the rest, the remaining nine people, they can just disappear at that stage because it's not really a tefillah b'tzibur. Right, I hope that's clear. Right, so I think in airports is quite a relevant shaila. Right. Let us continue with the Rama on page 206, who says the following. Mi sha'oiva lifnei ha'teva. So you've got the chazanu is oiva lifnei ha'teva. Ve'omar sholosh brachas ha'rishonos. And he said the first three brachas. Yashlim kol ha'tfile, should complete the entire tfile. For lo yafsik, and he should not interrupt. Af al pi shekva ispar, although he has davened already, he should not, stop here. He should continue. This again, according to the opinion of the Rama, holds that there is a din of peres al shema. He holds that he should continue the entire shmoneh esrei. But all the other ones, they can just disappear. The kol shkein, and even more so, sheim lo ispalel peres vayevod lifnei ha'teva tchilo. If the peres al shema and the one the shliach tzibur, he has not daven yet, sheyashlim tefilas, obviously he should complete and finish his shmoneh esrei. Afal pi sheyitzarach likros achkach ki hashma v'lo yismach lo letfila. Even if he didn't have the opportunity of saying a good letfila, he hasn't said shma yet, he should complete shmoneh esrei at this stage, obviously, and then afterwards say shma and emes v'yatziv. And I want you not to interrupt between Gula Letfila or Bekiashma Bekiasel, for the also Leshlach Tipple Hafsip in Kiashma Letfila or Bekiashma Bekiasel, Kdelifus al Shmal, Oisna Boyle Vesakness, Achis Palo, I call Kaddish Vohu. This will be Bekas Yitzel oil. This means the following. This is referring to people who come extremely late to Shul and they missed Bochu. And you want to be very kind to them and be peres al shema for their sake. So it's very nice of you to be thoughtful of them, but if you would be now peres al shema for them, they missed everything, but you want to be peres al shema for them, you're not allowed to do that if you're in between gula letfila or you're in the middle of kiyas shema and it's brachas. You're not allowed to. So if the Shliach Tzibur is now in the middle of davening and all those people have now come, they're not allowed to. The Chazan is not allowed to say, oh, I really want to be nice to them and he's going to be Peres al Shema. That would be forbidden. You're not allowed to be Peres al Shema in the middle of Birkas Kiyas Shema or between to be after Kiyas Shema by the Bochus afterwards. You're not allowed to do that because it's very kind of you. But you're not allowed to do that. You have to wait until at the end of davening. Avol b'vierkas arvis shirushus yochel hafsik lo etzachirim lechavosam. Not so when it comes to Maariv, then it's more lenient. You're allowed to be mafsik in order to be peres al shema for them. If you're not a chazan, somebody is in not a chazan, he would actually be allowed to be peres al shema, or to be davening, or to the rest of davening for that matter as well. Even in that very shul, I'm going to explain that in a minute. Actually, only the chazan should be standing in the place where the first chatan stut. Is there any gnai l'rishon? There will be a gnai for this embarrassment for the first chatan. Ta'avikilu lo yotze b'rishon echadosim would appear as if the first ones didn't yotze, they were not yotze the obligation. V'nirali, and it appears for me the dafke she'adayin l'rishon v'zakneset. It's only if the first one's still in shul. Ela she'shlimu sidrom. Aval im yotze rishonim yuchalam with the chatan atmog mishamad arishon. But if they all disappeared, then he could be standing up base. In other words, what the Gemara says over here is a slight different point. It's the following. If there was a case that there were Yidden who came late, and somebody wanted to be Peres al Shema for them, say a shul, and they finished davening already, and at the end of davening now, there was a need to be Peres al Shema for the latecomers. Says the Gemara, it's not so posh at all you can do that. Because if you'd be Peres al Shema now, and you'd take the Amud, so again, imagine the whole minion is finished now, they're all putting away the talis and tefillin, and now comes another new chazan, and he is now being Peres al Shema for the latecomers. Says that it's not posh, you can do that. You're not allowed to do that. Because you're allowed to be Peres al Shema. But by standing in the place where the first chatan stood, if you're literally taking that place, and you're physically standing where the first chatan stood, there is an implication that the first minion was not a good minion. And the first, it would appear as if the first minion wasn't actually Yotzei Dechoiva, and all the people standing there putting their talis and tefillin away, and suddenly, oh, wow, 1 second, did we do something wrong over here? Something, people get very self-conscious, and say, oh, no, what's wrong? Why are they saying Kaddish and Kedusha now? Or did I do something wrong? And then it would appear, and they would start thinking that they're not Yotzei obligation. Therefore, although it's a great thing to be Peres al Shema for the latecomers, don't stand in the place of the chazan, because you are making an impression as if the first chazan didn't do a good job. So lo yamid a chazan b'asheni b'mokim shamad arishon. You shouldn't be standing where the first chazan stood. The zeu nikegnai l'rishonim. It would be a gnai. It would be an embarrassment for the first chazan and the first minion. Da'ave keilu lo yotzu b'rishonim lechivosam. It would appear as if the first chazan, the first minion, were not yotze the obligation. But then, of course, the question can be asked. Well, imagine there's a shul that has every day to a second minion. As soon as they finish the last Kaddish, suddenly you're still hearing Birkas HaShachar again. So isn't that a problem according to that? Again, the Ramon is just telling us now, you're not allowed to be Peres Shema after davening. Because if you're taking the physically are standing in a place where the first chatan stood, and the reason is because by being Peres al Shema, you'd give the impression by now saying Kaddish and Kedusha and Bochu, you're now going to give the impression the first minute it wasn't Yotze. So the question can be asked: well, if so, what's the difference between that and a normal shul that has after finishing the first minion? You finish 7:30, the first minion finishes. Straight away, afterwards comes the second minion, and they're starting with brachas, etc., and they keep on davening at that stage. Why is that any different? L'chayra, you could also say that first minion now would think they're not yotze their obligation. What's the difference? If it's just being Peres al Shema, which you're saying you're not allowed to, and you're having a full-fledged minion. And that, the Ramah helps us out over here. And he says, nearly, and it seems to me, the last two lines of Seif Aleph, this is only true if you've got still people from the first minion in shul. They're still there, but they are finished. They're just packing up. But if they've all left, the first minion has left completely, if they've all left, then there's no problem at all. If they've all left, then they can actually stand in that place where the chazan stood, and that's not a problem. So, in principle, says the Ramah, there is a problem here. But this is only the problem only arises if there's still people present from the first minion, they're still there for the second minion. But if they've all gone, then this issue does not apply. Right, but the question, of course, is still a valid question. What happens if they're still around a little bit? You know, it takes a while until they pack up, and then, as long as they're still there, does that mean you're not allowed to start a new minion when there is, as long as there's people from the first minion present, are you not allowed to start the second minion? Because it would appear, Tzehu Nire Gnaila Rishoinim, according to this Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah helps us out over here, and he tells us in Sifkot and Tezayin, Yotzu Rishoni Vuadin Im Hukvias Ashi Spalalu Bazer Beis HaKnesses Kamo Poomim Zachazai. The Mishnah Berurah brings from Emogen Giboirim that there is no problem, there is no Kpeda, there is no issue. If this is a regular, fixed, and established minion, that every single day that particular shul has a second minion, then there's no issue, because then, according to this, the rationale would be that nobody thinks they're not yotze because it's part of the timetable. And every day there's a second minion coming up, and there's no issue. So that's very interesting, because the question that can be asked, and I didn't actually see that in the Sforim, but what would be the halacha if you've got a shul, and it's not officially a fixed thing that there's a second minion. But sometimes these latecomers who get together and they make a second minion. Do they have to be, are they allowed to do that? Or is it a problem? So it would appear, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know, but it would appear that as long as there is still people from the first minion hanging around, and they're still hanging around, and they are still here. If this is not a fixed thing, and it's not a known thing, then you'd appear that it's taka a problem. I'm not sure. Because Mishnah Berurah says, V'huadini mukvius, she'ispalalu b'zeh b'seknes kama po'om z'achazeh. If it's a fixed, established thing, that is one minion after the other, then it's permissible. It would appear that if it's just a occasional mishap, if you've got 10 people getting together now and they're making up a minion now, it would appear from the Mishnah Berurah that it actually is a problem, because it would imply that they would nire gnaile rishonim. I'm not sure. I don't know if there's any other heter. I didn't actually see any other heter in the contemporary postgame. I wonder. I'm not sure. Not sure if somebody can help out with this. I'll be really grateful, because it would appear there's a problem of nira gnaile rishonim. I mean, I had a thought, but it doesn't seem to be true that maybe the whole idea of nira gnaile rishonim would only be with the concept of peres al shema. But if you're starting from doubling from scratch, then maybe this rule wouldn't apply. If you're doubling everything, then there is no. But that doesn't seem to be true. So again, I'm not quite sure what the answer is. Okay, and finally, Seif Beis. Soma afal pi shaloi roa meures miyama, blind person cholele, although he never saw light in his life. Peres al shema, he can be peres al shema mvoich yotzam meures. He can say the bracha of yotzam meures. Shunene b'meures, he benefits from the light shiroi nachem the others. See, shiru aderech asher yelech bo, that they can tell him the way that he should go. According to Shulchan Aruch, the Peres al Shema, he also says yoitzer oyer. Unlike the Ramah, who disagreed, but the Shulchan Aruch says the Peres al Shema says kadosh baruch hu, and he also says yoitzer oyer. So he said a blind person, if it's Peres al Shema, he can actually do that as well. It's not a problem. He can be Peres al Shema, and of course, as the Mishnah points out, he can dumb before the Yomad as well. But this is slightly controversial. Mishnah says, but in principle, he could. Just to recap what we covered in today's shir, we learned about this interesting concept of Peres al Shema, that if you've got 10 individuals who didn't dumb in a minute, they can make up for it now, and they can Peres al Shema. We learned that according to the Shulchan Aruch, they can now join up and say Kaddish, Bochu, Yoitza Oir, and after going to Shmoyne Esser, the first three boches of Shmoyne Esser, Ktusha. We learned that the Ramah disagrees, he agrees in principle, but he just disagrees with regards to the boch of Yoitza Oir. We learned that the Radbaz, quoting the Mishnah Berurah, disagrees altogether with the concept of Peres al Shema, and he holds that you cannot do that because Porach Aleus disappeared, the Choyvas, the obligation of Kaddish and Bochu
and Kedusha is disappeared altogether, and there is no way they can actually now make up for it now. This is the opinion of the Radbaz, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Chen HaMedvar, this is the Minhag, that one is not Peres Al Shema, that if they join up by the gate now, they cannot go over Shmoneh, they cannot now say Kadosh Baruch Hu, etc. The only exception is if at least one of the 10 people has not davened yet, he can now take, as it were, the Amud, he can now say, okay, I know you're all Yotze, but let me just go for it now. And he can now actually say Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and if he's a remote person, he can't say it loud. I'm saying he can say it for himself, but it's not very much part of the Pesach Shema. But he can also say Shmoneh Esra, but he should say Shmoneh Esra, the first three brachos, he should say loud, he should say Kedusha, he should then go quiet. And all the other people can disappear at that stage. They can take their tickets out and boarding card, and they move on. And he should carry on davening Shmoneh Esra. We then learned that the Peres Al Shema can continue davening the rest of davening. Yeah. Right, you should obviously not interrupt after the first three brachas. Yeah, I'm saying even if it's Peres Al Shema, if it's a genuine Peres Al Shema, we're not in the opinion of the Radbaz, we're in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramot that you can do a Peres Al Shema. That means you've got 10 people who actually did already complete the davening, you can now say Kaddish and Kedusha and Shmoneh Esra, and you should say the entire Shmoneh Esra. The first three brachos he will say loud, but the rest the chazan can continue saying the rest of Shmoneh Esra quietly, although he has actually said it earlier. We learned then the interesting concept of not being Peres Al Shema in the chazan of the Peres Al Shema is not allowed to do so if straight after a minion, because it would appear that the first minion was not fulfilling the obligation if he stands literally in the place of the chazan. The only exception brought down in the Ramah is that if they've all disappeared, they've all left the shul, then it's fine, it's not a problem. If they are still around, there would be a problem of Nira, it would appear, Kilo Yotzer Rishono Hidechavosim, would appear to the first ones, and not Yotzer the Choyva. We learned the Mishnah Berurah brings another exception, which is that if there is a Kavua, an established, a fixed second minion, that's fine as well. And we finally learned in Seif Beis that a blind person, Cholilo, he can be Peres Al Shema, and he can say Boch of Yoitzam Eurois, although he cannot see. Yoitzam Eurois, of course, referring to the lights and the shine and the lights, and although he personally cannot see, he can still be the Chazan of Peres Al Shema, because others are benefiting from the light, and they can show him the way.